And we're talking about what the scientific community is discovering about actual proof that there is more than meets the eye about human connection. And if this is true, and if these experiments that Greg's been talking about are true, why doesn't it last? Why doesn't it last when a group of people set the intention for rain or a reduction of violence or decrease in terrorist activities? Why doesn't it last, Greg?
Well, this is the very crux of everything that we're doing tonight, Lisa. This field of energy, we could spend another 4 hours talking about. It's
about
so
the studies,
new.
About the scientific studies?
Sure, yeah. It's so new that scientists haven't even agreed upon a name for this field yet. Some are calling it a very technical name, the quantum hologram. We haven't even talked about the holographic part of this.
Right,
yet.
I wanted to talk about them.
Yeah, some are calling it simply the mind of God. Some are calling it the field. Some now are calling it the divine matrix, based on what the father of quantum physics, Max Planck, stated back in the early part of the 20th century. But regardless of what we call it, we know this field, three things about this field. Number one, this field is what provides the container for our entire universe. If you ever wonder what it is that everything is happening within, it's within the context of this field. Number one, it's a container. Number two, it's a bridge between what happens inside of our bodies and the world around us. If you wonder how thoughts, feelings, emotions, and prayers and good wishes make a difference for someone half a world away, it's this field that is essentially the conduit. And number three, and this is going to be the answer to our question, is the field provides a mirror. It mirrors in the world around us, in our reality around us, what it is that we create in our imagination of thought, feeling, and emotion and prayer when we use these techniques. So it is a mirror of what we have become in that moment. It's a mirror of the peace or of the anger. And people know this. If you go to work angry, you're gonna draw every angry person in your office is going to cross your path, mirroring that right back to you throughout the day. You'll see it on the freeway when you're trying to get to work.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a mirror. And with that in mind, we go back to these experiments that were happening, such as the International Peace Project in the Middle East. When the people stopped their prayers or their feelings of peace, all the statistics reversed, and the terrorist activities started again. The crimes against people increased back to the levels where they were. And they said, well, what happened? Well, this is the key, is that the language that speaks to this field, it's not about what we do in the moment. It's about what we become in our lives. This field is constantly mirroring what we are in our lives.
And who we are being?
What we are being, precisely.
Mm-hmm.
And if the prayer only lasts for 20 minutes or a half hour, and then we stop that feeling of peace, it makes perfect sense that the field would stop mirroring that peace back to us. It invites us to become in our lives the very things that we'd like to see in our world. If we'd like to have love, compassion, nurturing relationships in our families, in our homes, we've got to give the field something to work with. If we want peace in our world, this shows, and I think it expresses why it's so difficult for angry people to create peace between nations. It's a very subtle principle of how this field works.
Because it's reflecting now, the anger of the people in the nations?
Precisely. Or individuals that collectively become, or the people making the policies, for that matter. What it says is there is no them and us. There is a we. So we can no longer say they're doing this or why are they doing this. We're all linked through this same field, Lisa.
You're saying that I am responsible for terrorism?
I'm not saying you're responsible. I'm saying that you are given the power to participate in creating peace in the world. And if we all believe that we are powerless to sit by and just wait and see what happens, that's precisely what we're doing. We're waiting to see what happens. But if we recognize that we're part of this field, we're all part of this field. People making decisions are just as much part of the field as those who are feeling the effects of that field. And the experiments are showing that as individuals and collectively, when we choose to create peace or we choose to create healing, now, I mean, I've seen this happen. We show this documentation in live programs. We can see inside the body of a living woman who has what Western doctors have called an inoperable cancer. We can look through an ultrasound while practitioners standing near her are simply creating the feelings in their bodies as if this woman is already healed. And in less than 3 minutes, her body responds to that. The reality changes and that cancer disappears. And the Western medicine, that is such a disconnect from the way we think about our world. We call it a miracle. We say, wow, look at that miracle. But in the part of the world where this was filmed, and this was filmed in mainland China, they do this all the time. And the effects last. They have a 95% success rate over 5 years of bladder cancers from using these kinds of techniques.
I saw that video of yours, and it was pretty profound to see that, you know, the video of the, it was like an ultrasound.
Well, the ultrasound allows us to see inside a woman's bladder and see a 3-inch diameter cancer that Western medical doctors have said is an inoperable cancer. So they said, you know, be happy and comfortable to the end of your days. And she said, I'm paraphrasing here because I don't know what she really said. She said, there's no way. I'm going to go find something else. And she went to an alternative clinic where they simply are employing quantum principles, but they're not calling it that. What they did was they created coherent emotions of feeling inside their bodies, the practitioners did, feeling the feeling as if the woman was fully enabled, fully capacitated, already healed. They didn't judge the cancer. They didn't say it's a bad thing or it's a good thing or that's right or wrong or that's got to go away. They simply felt the feeling as if she was already healed. And in doing that, they employed the quantum principles that say where we place our focus is what this field around us responds to.
You're a scientist. Now, did you believe that when you saw it, or did you go to the immediate skepticism of, well, then maybe they could have manipulated the ultrasound video?
Sure. It piqued my curiosity. Mm-hmm. And I said, of course, you know, you can... I think it's healthy to be skeptical. You can, with computer graphics, you can show anything, of course. And the reason that I'm certain about this particular, and I've seen other videos as well, but the reason I'm certain about this one is I know the gentleman that actually filmed it. And I had the opportunity to spend time with him. And we've seen this happen on more than one occasion.